لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman on the most perfect and pure teachings of the deen of Islam and having this great honor of being associated to our beloved Nabi Kareem Al-Mustafa Sayyiduna Al-Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the grace and tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal prior to the month of Ramadan we had covered Alhamdulillah only with the tawfiq and guidance of Allah Ta'ala the surah Surah Fatiha Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas going backwards up to Wadduha and a few surahs, three surahs remain, which we will cover in the coming days, inshallah ta'ala. So as to cover with the tawfiq and guidance of Allah, and beg Allah ta'ala for qabuliyat and acceptance, from wadduha to the ending together, with famous ayat of Qur'an al-Kareem, ayatul kursi, aman al-rasul, etc. So in this surah, surah al-teen, wa-teeni wa-zaytun, Allah Azza wa Jal in the beginning takes a qasam, takes an oath on four things. For us, it is only permissible to take a qasam, an oath on the name of Allah Ta'ala and His attributes. We cannot take an oath or a qasam in any of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. However, Allah Ta'ala at numerous junctures in the Quran Azim Himself takes a qasam, takes an oath of various aspects of His creation. One reason is to show His Qudra and His power for everything around us ultimately is the creation of Allah Ta'ala and also for the reason to show the importance either through blessedness or for us to value and understand the importance of these various creation of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ We first look at a brief translation of the surah on the qasam, on the oath of the fig and the olive وَطُورِ سِينِينَ the qasam on the Mount Tur which is in the Sinai Peninsula or that Mount Tur that is filled with an immense amount of blessings and fourthly وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ on the qasam of this city that is sanctified and protected and safe لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ Allah Ta'ala takes four qasams to make the following statement that most certainly we have created the insan, the human being in the most beautiful appearance and shapes. ثُمَّ رَدَّدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ However, thereafter we degrade, we relegate that very insan to the lowest of the low إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ With the exception of those who have brought faith and filled their lives with أعمال الصالحة with acts of piety فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ For such people, believers whose lives is filled with أعمال الصالحة there is a reward that is never ending, it is perpetual فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ So what will make them then reject you in your conveyance of the fact that there is the day of recompensation? How can they deny and reject that and do not believe that Allah Ta'ala is able to bring us back to life for recompensation. And lastly, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is Allah Ta'ala not the best of all judges? And we say in response, بَلَا وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. We'll find these words on the side margin of the Qur'an Azim, where we respond, where Allah says, is Allah not the best of all judges? We say, why not? And I'm of those who testify to this fact that Allah Ta'ala is definitely the best of all judges. So Allah Ta'ala at the beginning takes a qasam, an oath on four things. Wat-teen, on the qasam, on the oath of the fig. Was-zaytun, on the olive. One is to show the blessedness and the abundant benefits and blessings in these two fruits, the fig and the zaytun, the olive. Innumerable benefits, health-wise and in many other ways. There are some who opine that Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the fig and the olive, meaning the places where these grow in abundance, because these are the lands of Syria and Palestine, the lands where Allah Ta'ala had sent many Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. They were born in these lands. They invited towards Allah Ta'ala and eventually passed away in these lands, specifically the lands of Syria and Palestine. Two great Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had done phenomenal work. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, as well as Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So on these fruits themselves, on the places where they grow in abundance, and also on the work of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, who had done profound work in these areas. وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. Allah Ta'ala thirdly takes a qasam on Mount Tur, which is in the Sinai Peninsula. Or another meaning is a qasam, an oath on Mount Tur, which is filled with abundant blessings in its precincts, spiritual as well as physical blessings. But specifically Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on it because this is where Allah Ta'ala had conversed, spoken to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and conveyed wahi to him. On this Mount Tur itself, so for that reason it's blessedness that Allah Ta'ala had chosen us as a place of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam being spoken to directly by Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah we continue after the adhan. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala takes a fourth qasam on the qasam of the city that is strongly protected, that is safe and sound. So this fourth qasam is on the city of Makkah Mukarramah. It is termed as al-baladul amin, the city that is completely safe and secure. Even prior to Islam, the Arabs gave it its sanctity, that at all costs they would avoid bloodshed within the Haram Sharif of Makkah Mukarramah. And in Islam, obviously, the sanctity continues. So Allah Ta'ala has given the city sanctity, made it safe and secure, has prohibited bloodshed under normal circumstances in this city. And here Allah Ta'ala taking a qasam on Makkah Mukarramah shows the status of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the regions, the areas for four great Anbiya alayhimus salam had worked in, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and our most beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala thereafter says that why was this qasam taken, to say what? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created the insan, the human being, in the most beautiful of appearances and shapes and forms of all of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. The most beautiful, the most handsome, undoubtedly is the insan. Allah Ta'ala had given the insan, the human being, beauty in every limb in our bodies, the symmetry of the various parts of our body, how Allah had placed them in the most perfect place for the purpose and function for which they have been created. With that, Allah Ta'ala has given the insan intellect, the power of speech, the power of listening, the power of deducing, arriving at conclusions. So Allah Ta'ala has created this insan in the most beautiful of appearances and shapes, and every limb, every part of the body is in perfect symmetry. In the Khalifa Mansur's time, there was one of his close ministers, Isa bin Musa. And his wife was very beloved to him, so one night while sitting with her, he said to her, to try and emphasize her beauty, that if you are not more beautiful than the 14th moon which was had appeared on that night, then you are divorced. So he was very, very perplexed. She too understood the severity of this, that talaq is amongst those things that you do not play with. Whether said in joking, whether said seriously, it is issued, it falls. So she veiled herself from him, understanding the severity of these words, where he said to her that if you are not more beautiful than the moon in its 14th full moon glory, then you are divorced 3 divorces. He took this worry and concern to the Khalifa, who called the ulama ikram of the time, and all of them said that there seems to be no recourse, because the moon in its 14th beauty of the 14th night seems to be more beautiful than the human being. However, there was one alim sitting there, a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, who remained silent throughout all of this. When the Khalifa asked him that, why don't you speak and give your opinion? And he read the verses, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ, where Allah Ta'ala says that we have created the insan in the best of appearances and shapes, perfection in every sense of the word, in beauty. So Allah says it is the most beautiful of Allah's creation. So he says, so apparently his word was true, and therefore talaq should not fall. The ulama around there, whose mind did not go to this, agreed with him that indeed he has derived this proof from the Quran Azim. So Allah Ta'ala has created the insan in the most beautiful of appearances and shapes. Inshallah, we'll continue after Adhan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. Continuing, where Allah Ta'ala says we have created the insan in the best of appearances and shapes, however Allah Ta'ala says ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ, thereafter we relegate, we degrade that very insan to the lowest of the low. So one meaning, if you take it in the physical sense, that having had all these various forms of beauty as we have described, as a person goes towards old age, then all of these faculties start to fade. That beauty that was there is no longer around. The faculties one by one start to become incapacitated. Youthfulness turns into old age, beauty turns into wrinkles, black hair turns into white. So physically a person becomes weakened. This is one meaning given in this verse. And this is general. It happens to Muslims, to non-Muslims as well. A second tafsir of this verse is that we have created insan in the best of shapes and appearances, and that person forever and ever will enjoy the ni'mas of Jannah had one led a life of iman, amal salihah. However, because of kufr, disbelief, disobedience to Allah Ta'ala, that person is relegated to the lowest of the low. That person's eternal abode will be the depth of the pits of the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. However, those who had led a life of iman and amal salihah, they have become the exception. So it would mean that insan is the most beautiful and handsome of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, we then relegate insan in general terms to the lowest of the low. But the believers and who had led a life of amal salihah, though physically may become weak, incapacitated, senile, but for them, even at that stage, when generally a human being becomes totally useless, other creation of Allah Ta'ala, animals, cows, etc., that even in their old age, you would benefit from the milk, even after their death, their skin, their hides are of some benefit, but that insan, when becoming old, and after death, no benefit is derived. However, the exception to this, Allah Ta'ala says, those who are the believers in a life of amali salihah, that even in old age, when physically they may become weak and incapacitated, but they still live a life of freshness, what is meant here, physically Allah Ta'ala creates people around them to see to their every need and necessity. Through the barakah of their piety, Allah Ta'ala actually makes it for their family members an honor to serve them in their old age. And added meaning to this, though they have become weak, cannot do those actions that they used to do, but Allah Ta'ala continues to have the angels record into the book of deeds all of those good deeds that they used to do throughout their lives. As mentioned in the hadith that elaborates this verse, that a person was doing various amal and actions during their lifetime, and then due to old age, sickness, is unable to do so, the angels are commanded to continuously record the reward of those good deeds into the books of those people. Many a times we have this yearning and desire to do things, but because of old age, sickness, one cannot do. Then take solace from the fact that those actions are continuously recorded into the book of deeds of a person. So what a ni'mah iman is, that even when one cannot do those things, those deeds continuously accrue to a person, that one was punctual and assiduous throughout one's life. Lesson for us as young people, or those in middle age, that let us try and do as much a'mal salihah, pious acts of piety, as much as possible, so that if a time comes, Allah forbid, a person is unable to do them, the rewards continuously accrue to the name of that person. So Allah Ta'ala says, however, those who had iman, a'mal salihah, there is only goodness for them in this dunya, there is continuous goodness for them forever and ever in the hereafter. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ. Whereas the kuffar, the disbelievers, will be languishing in the pits of the fire of Jahannam. For the believers is such a reward that is never ending and perpetual forever and ever in the gardens of Jannah. From this verse, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma also derives a very, very important lesson, that insan is in the most perfect appearances, then old age and senility comes about. Allah Ta'ala makes an exception, except those who have iman, amali salihah. He makes tafsir of these words, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ قَرَأُوا الْقُرْآنِ, that those who throughout their lives had recited Qur'an Sharif as much as possible, had this affinity and love with Qur'an and its tilawat, then even when they become old, bodily they may become weak, physically they may become weakened, but Allah Ta'ala protects the mind from senility, the barakat of Qur'an Kareem. Alhamdulillah, we have seen many a people who had this affinity and love for Qur'an Azim and its recitation throughout their lives. In old age, they may become bedridden, but the mind remains fresh. They are able to quote ayat of Quran, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verbatim. This is the barakat of Quran Azim. Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, when Allah has manifested and showed His power within the insan, you see, that we move from stage to stage. There is infancy where a person is weak, and then the peak of youth, at the peak of one's powers and prowess, mental, physical, and all types, and then that person moves towards old age, weakness, senility creeps in. So Allah Ta'ala is showing us within one lifespan the qudra of Allah Ta'ala, of how He brings about changes. So that very same Allah who brings about changes in this one human being, that is why they say that the insan is a minor universe, a microcosm, that in this one insan, amazing signs of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that in the broader sense is found in the entire universe. So in this insan, Allah Ta'ala is showing us in our own selves His power and His qudra, changing us from phase to phase, from stage to stage. So what is it for that Allah Ta'ala, once we have died, to bring us back to life? That Allah Ta'ala took us from infancy to the power of youth, again to old age and its weakness and senility. So once we have died, what is it? What difficulty is there for that Allah Ta'ala, who has already manifested His qudra, to bring us back to life? That is why Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. That how is it that they can still reject and deny what you have brought to them, the day of recompensation, resurrection, life after death? How can they ever deny it when the signs of Allah's qudrat are manifest in them? Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is Allah Ta'ala then not the best of all judges? And we respond, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that when you read these words, then we respond. The following words are not words of Quran. We will see it on the margin of our Quran Azim. We are taught that a few places of the Quran to respond. Allah Ta'ala is asking a question. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is that very same Allah who has manifested His qudra and His many favors mentioned in this surah? Is that Allah Ta'ala not the most perfect and the best of all judges? We respond and say, Bala, why not? Most definitely. Allah Ta'ala is the best of all judges. وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us to say that most definitely, and I am of those who testify to this fact, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the best of all judges. Allah Azza wa Jal give me all of us tawfiq to take benefit from the lessons of Quran Azim and accept from us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.